Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Here's the deal. I went to Los Angeles for like 190 days.
Kate was literally, she was gone. I couldn't get in touch with her at all.
Yeah. Well, Maysoon also had the flu. We had a lot of things going on.
Lots of things going
on. Point is, here's a show I saw. I went to Tanya Banokhdar Gallery, and I saw a show by Natalie Gerberg.
Oh, I love her.
Okay, so I saw an art show. We're talking about art. We're doing everything we're supposed to. I'm really corresponding, and no one can say otherwise.
What was the artist working on these days? I've been following her for probably, I want to say like 7, maybe 10 years.
Yeah, she had that show at YBCA a million years ago with all the birds.
But I first saw her in LA actually at the Hammer when she was like,
well, there you have it,
really new or coming out.
She makes big gloopy sculptures and stop motion animation like claymation video. No. She had about a 6-minute video that was of this egg that is getting attacked by a bear, but then it turns into the moon.
Oh.
But then a bear and a wolf get it and kind of crush it, and it kind of deflates like a balloon.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then there's a pig. They're all the pigs rolling around showing its butt and stuff.
Yeah, it's
everything's
really
got a butt. The butts are dirty. It's got dirty butts. And
gross.
Then so that was in a little black box gallery in the back, and then in the other galleries were sculptures also having to do with eggs and moons, these big white forms. Some of them to me looked like those little chicken nugget characters from back in the day at McDonald's. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh my god, kind of, yes. That's hysterical.
It kind of had those kind of faces with the round eyes and the chubby cheeks. And
I love it.
Yeah, and then there were these like log figures, like figures made of logs with like mushrooms and moss and whatnot, flowers and shit growing out of it. But then they'd have like a huge dick.
Oh, Jesus Christ. The logs would have dicks?
Well, it was like people, like anthropomorphic logs.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Like they have arms and legs, and they're like sitting on the ground leaning against the wall. And then they also have a phallic log.
It's a very disturbing, her work. So wild.
Growing all these mushrooms. I don't think you would have found it disturbing.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe you would have. I guess it was a little uncanny what was going on. But it was a lot of these logs propped up against the wall with different stuff growing out of them. These big white figures. Some, there were a couple where they're draped over a chair, kind of like they're melting or glooping around.
Glooping around.
It was erotic. It was sensual.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little repulsive at times, but I have to say, I don't know,
with the dirty buttholes,
really,
kind
I
of
like Natalie Gerberg's work, and I liked this work,
but
I don't know why, it just wasn't completely hitting for me.
It didn't yell for you.
I might have to just give it about a 7.5 out
of 10. That's not bad. I'd be curious. I haven't seen her work in so long. I'd be curious to see if I responded, if I would respond the same, similarly as I have in the past with her work.
Okay, but you know what I did respond to?
What?
When I was leaving the gallery, I got in the car of my friend Carrie Hott, me and my friends Carrie Hott and Anastasia. Okay, we were getting in the car. I was in the backseat of the car. I see a man walking up the sidewalk with his bicycle.
Is it a famous person?
And sure enough, it was motherfucking, you're not going to be excited by this, but it was David Rees. Okay, cartoonist who did that old cartoon, Get Your War On.
Oh.
And he also did My Fighting Technique is Unstoppable.
How do you
and
know?
He's the host.
How do you know what a cartoonist looks like, dude?
Because he's famous.
Cool.
And he's the host of one of my favorite podcasts, Election Profit Makers, where he's known as Kid Midas, the original Wave Rider.
Oh, my God.
And so
Kate,
I screamed to him. I opened the car door, and I screamed, Kid Midas, the original Wave Rider!
Oh, my God. I love it.
And he came over, and he gave me a fist bump. He's like, what's your name? And he's like, what are you guys doing? You're going to the pet hospital? Because we were right by a pet hospital. And I was like, no, we just went to this art show over here. You might like it because it's got claymation and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, I'll check it out. And I was like, oh, you don't have to. And he was like, no, I'm gonna. And I was like, You're number one!
Oh my god. Kate, I'm so proud of you for, like, actually talking to him and not freaking out. That's
well, he's, like, the best. I knew he was going to be cool.
How do you spell his last name? R-E-E-S-E?
R-E-E-S. Just S.
Okay.
And now I met him. I met Starly Kine. Yeah, he's the best.
And now what?
And he went to college in Ohio.
Oh, did you guys talk about that?
At Oberlin. No, but I wish I had. And then, so I met him. I met Starly Kine. And now I just need to meet the third host of Election Profit Makers, John Kimball. And then I will have met everyone. And I give myself 10 out of 10.
Good job. Where did you meet Starly?
Thank you. We actually presented together at the San Francisco International Film Festival for a thing that John Hershen put together.
Oh, nice. I think I remember
wild.
That a while back.
I didn't know she was going to be there, and I was really starstruck, and I said a lot of really stupid shit.
That's okay. I knew Starly when I was in Chicago. She was good friends
with
my friend
Sarah. Oh,
yeah,
I knew
that.
Yes. See, you're always hobnobbing with the
elites.
Well,
no. I mean, she's definitely a weirdo.
No, you're a coastal elite, and you hobnob with the other bohemian
girls. Chicago is not the coast, just by the way.
It is the coast of Lake Michigan.
So is Ohio. What's Ohio coast?
Nobody talks about... No, we have Lake Erie.
See, you guys are coastal hobnobbing.
Wow, you really thought we were on Lake Michigan, and that was incredibly offensive.
It's been a long time since I thought about the Great Lakes and all the states around them.
Well, I'm quite offended.
Why? What's wrong? Lake Michigan is so close.
You should
Ohio's
always
so
know
close.
That every body of water that touches or deigns to...
But Lake Michigan is quite large, so I just felt like maybe it touched Ohio. Maybe there was a little...
Yeah, well, Michigan is blocking, cock blocking.
Is it Michigan or is
Michigan is cock blocking Lake Michigan away from Ohio.
Ohio. God damn that state. Always cock blocking.
Sorry. I know. They love to. That big old mitten just slapping the cocks away.
That's crazy, Kate. Oh my god.
This is a late night show. It's not our usual.
We're really going off now. It's definitely going to be rated R.
Rated R.
Rated R show. Okay,
for adult ears only.
I haven't gone to a lot of shows, but I did go to a show recently, and I regret to say that it was an SF MoMA exhibition.
That's okay.
Only because it's like, I don't feel like I want to, we don't need to lift up that institution ever, probably, but great person, great curator, Nancy Lim, worked on the Joan Brown show. And that show is fucking awesome. There's so many cats. There's so many colors. I mean, it's really like, I just want everyone to go and feel a lot of warmth and joy from that show.
Joan Brown. What's not to like?
I love
Maysoon, you said there were a lot of colors, and I just want to know how many colors were there?
Wow. I want to say hundreds.
Wow.
I mean, I feel like, well, yeah, hundreds. I didn't count.
Hundreds
should I do
colors.
That next time I
we
go?
We should count.
I'm going to go and count all the colors. That's kind of a fun job.
I love that for you and me. Maysoon, let's just quickly say to the listeners, do you have something you want to say to us? Give us a call, 419-351-6606. You can also text that number. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast, or please send us an email, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com.
Also, I have a request.
If you
want
to donate,
go ahead.
You got to ask for money.
Go ahead.
And if you want to donate, go ahead and hit that donate button at congratulationspinetree.com. Thank you to our sustaining donors, Jim Prosser and Anonymous, who continue to support the show for reasons unknown.
What are they thinking? Very sweet. We love you guys. I did want to make a request to listeners who are listening at this time. If you want to like call in and sing a little song for Kate and I, we would love that. It can be made up.
Okay.
It can be a little jingle. It can be a whole song.
Do you have a request?
No, that's just my request. A little song would be really cute. And we won't air it unless you really want us to. It's more just like a personal message to Kate and I. We would love it.
Oh, I want to hear that song, One by Metallica.
You want to hear it a cappella?
Yeah.
Totally.
That's a little shout. That's a secret shout out to David Reese and his podcast. Oh. But I also would hear Mavi and Rose. Oh. I would hear that song that's like Good King Says.
Oh, like Christmas Carol. Good King Wenceslas.
Of Stephen. And the snow, crisp and even. Okay. Yes. But you gotta get hit every word. Yeah. And you can do it kind of up tempo, jaunty if you want.
Yeah, do a jewel jaunty tune. Did you grow up singing Christmas carols? I know we're not.
Not really.
No, I didn't. We didn't either.
Is that like a church thing? Like, what is
No,
that?
I just mean like people used to go out into the street caroling.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was a thing.
Well, up in Nevada City, if you want that kind of culture, go up to Nevada City for Christmas time. They do Victorian Christmas up there.
That's a Victorian era thing. Okay, because you and I both grew up in like deep winter. You know, deep winter.
Yeah, we were in winter, like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, so
well,
it's like
you were even more than me because that lake.
That lake? The lake.
Michigan was protecting us from your creepy.
Wait, what's the lake? Is the lake dick slapping? What's it doing?
Yeah, it's fucking dick slapping everybody, freezing. God damn. With that wind, holy shit. I went to Chicago in the winter once. I was staying at a friend's apartment. Their heat wasn't working. And I was sleeping on the floor. I felt like I was fucking sleeping outside.
That's illegal.
Freezing.
That's bad.
It was narnar. Went out to my car. I had a water bottle. The water froze. Frozen. No surprise there. You'd have that in Ohio, but
my mom
I feel
used to
like
have
Chicago
to like,
has a colder.
Yeah,
it's colder.
It's a little
Chicago
further north. A little further
Toledo.
North. My mom
is
used to have to leave
more
the water
north of, than Toledo.
I think so.
I think you're right. Wisconsin and all that shit really is in motherfucking Minnesota.
Minnesota's way is
that
much
colder. That whole little
boy.
Triangle of states is... Oh, God, I went to Peoria, Illinois
once in
the
winter. Oh, that's
further
north. Yeah, that's way north.
It was a goddamn disaster. I went there to see a girl, too, and it really was
oh,
a
no.
bad time.
Oh, no. During winter? You got to go see
Ugh,
girls
God
during
bless
the summer,
her.
Kate, when
you
it's fun.
You can't be driving to Peoria, Illinois from Columbus... To see a girl you don't know.
In the dead of winter.
In the dead of winter in the middle of farm country.
Also, the roads can be quite dangerous. You never know when a snowstorm's going to fly
oh,
by.
Oh, God, it was awful. And I was trying to get out of there at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
But I had to get away, but I could my windshield was all frosted over. So I just like scraped a little tiny hole like I was driving a tank. You know?
Kate!
Looking at
oh
a periscope.
My God, that's so dangerous.
And just kind of got far enough
you
away that I could
just sit there. You had zero peripheral vision.
And
you're just like, all I can
it
do
was
is
awful.
Look forward.
Yeah. I was just desperate to get away.
That's crazy.
God bless that woman. It really wasn't her fault.
I am the designated snow driver in my two-person family with Jimbo.
Oh, so I'm the designated any conditioned driver.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, that's queer culture, Maysoon. There's one person who drives and one person who never drives.
Oh.
Ask any queer couple.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Jimbo's the rain driver, and I'm the snow driver, just because he's always like, you just have more experience from Chicago days. I'm like, it's true.
These Californians don't know what they're doing.
Dude, what about the rain? I just want to shout out. I want to give a shout out to the rain.
Yeah, give a shout out.
Because,
yes,
boy,
shout
oh boy,
out to the rain.
California needs all the rain it can get. We're still in a drought, even after all this rain. Love you, rain. Thank you for coming for a visit.
We want to say thank you to the rain. We want to say thank you to Mother Earth.
Yes.
I want to say I got a hot tip from someone in the forest department that there were a shit ton of banana slugs out at Butano Park.
Yeah.
Which is kind of near Pescadero.
Yeah.
And I went out there with research assistant Katie Kondo, and I saw, and we were only out there for a very short time because we got there right before they were closing.
Yeah, okay.
But even with all that in mind, we saw 11 banana
Whoa.
Slugs. And we would have seen a million more if we had more time.
Oh my
and that's
God.
The most I've ever seen. I've been looking for banana slugs the whole time I've lived out
really?
Here. I lived out here now for 10 years. and I only ever saw one banana slug in Muir Woods.
Oh, they're pretty common,
you know.
But I mean, I guess
I know
it has been pretty wet and pretty dry lately.
Yeah,
that's the Santa Cruz. That's the Santa Cruz mascot. Isn't that so funny?
I know. I got to get out to the Santa Cruz Mountains. I think that's where I can really sink my eyes into some banana slugs.
Oh, wait, did I send you a comic with a banana slug in it by chance?
I think I sent you one, actually.
Did you send me one? Okay.
I think I sent you one.
Kate and I have this weird... You did. It was really cute. Kate and I have this back and forth where we send each other little comics occasionally.
Yeah.
You're the only one I can send that to. I don't know anyone else who's gonna like, get a kick out of, like, the weird funny pages, you know?
I love the funny pages.
I know, me too. We read them every day. I do all the puzzles, and I read the funny pages. That's all I read.
I love that. Okay, Maysoon, arts, culture, what else happened? Did you want to say more about your SF MoMA stuff?
No, just the Joan Brown show was great, and I want to go back for a longer visit to the show.
Okay, take me with you.
And also at SF MoMA, I mean, the Sika show opens this week, which is exciting for the artists in that show.
Okay, get in there for that. All the people that got it.
All the people are so great.
It's true. Please get in there. What if it was like so many people came just for the Sika show and they realized that they got to get rid of the Fisher collection and just have like Sika show all the time on three floors of the museum?
I mean, it would be great to have
that could happen?
Sika like take over one of the floors all the time. Yeah, I would be into that.
Yes.
My feelings about the Fisher collection are not secret.
The Fisher collection sucks. Get it out of there.
It's not that it sucks. It's just that I hate the way it takes up so much of the fucking museum. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
There's so much other art to show here, people.
It's bad. It's a bad scene. People, check out, there's a TikToker that talks about the contemporary art scene.
Here in San Francisco?
Well, she really called out SF MoMA.
Oh.
But
wait, recently or
she's from Cleveland, but I don't know where she lives now.
Oh, she's an Ohioan.
Yeah.
Those Ohioans are quite feisty. Troublemakers.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Check her out though. Her TikTok handle is Artlust.
Should we interview her? We're not interviewing people yet. Maybe in 2023.
I don't know. Does she live here? Oh yeah, we're back on top of things in 2023. Okay. Also, let's let the listeners know. Were you not recording?
I was recording, but I just dropped the whole mic.
Oh, that's okay. Did it break?
Pickles.
Oh, good.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. Did Pickles just pick it up and run out the window with it?
Pickles is like rubbing her face on the mic.
Oh, that's cute, though.
Pickles, get away.
Okay, this is episode 299.
That's right.
Okay. Oh, God. We're finally making the jump.
I really need the new podcast.
Did you drop it again?
I'm fucking up so bad.
You need a new podcast?
I mean, what's it called?
Should we start it? Is that what you're announcing? You're starting a new podcast?
I need a new tripod. It's got the same sound.
I know. We're getting you a new tripod 2023. Okay, but Maysoon.
Yes.
This is episode 299. Oh, fuck. My refrigerator just kicked on. Okay, number two, we are just, I mean, we need, point is, if you're listening to this, you know, we need to stop for a while.
We need a break, another break.
We're barely hanging on. We're like an airplane, our one engine's out, one wing is off, the tail rudder's all dicked up, there's nobody flying it, like... It's just two doofuses in the back cabin of
our
the plane.
Our cats are driving on, flying on autopilot, basically.
We're barely hanging on. It's been a rough year. I think it's been a rough year for everybody.
Yeah, boy. This has been the worst year. Holy shit.
Isn't it kind of been worse than the previous 2 years of the pandemic?
I think so. I didn't think it could get worse, but it definitely did. I mean, for me personally, it was very, very bad year. I'm hoping 2023.
Yes.
I was telling Kate earlier today when we were chatting, I'm going to burn everything. You know, the New Year tradition, burn some shit. I'm going to burn so much shit. I can't wait.
Yeah,
I'll do it
burn
safely,
it
listeners. Don't worry. I'm not going to start major fires.
Burn everything. Burn so we're turning a new page. And then when we come back, so we're taking off. I think we need to take off actually until mid to late January. Because Mercury and Mars are going to be in retrograde until, like, January 18th or 19th.
We can't compete with that. It's just not happening.
No, we need all the planets to be chill the fuck out.
Chill the fuck out, exactly.
And then we're going to come on back with total fucking force majeure. Okay. And we're going to do interviews. We're going to do celebrities.
We're going to have new, show, what are they called?
Segments.
New segments.
Segments that you couldn't even believe.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And we'll come back with our 300th episode celebration.
Oh my God. It's going to be so crazy.
Leave us your hopes and dreams.
Oh yeah. Should we do predictions too in the new year?
Predictions? Sure. Whatever. We'll do everything. And give us a call. Maybe you have a prediction. 419-351-6606. Now, Maysoon, I heard a little bit of a podcast that my friend Carrie Hott forced me to listen to. Shout out to Carrie Hott.
Good job, Carrie.
Who gave me a ride home from LA, so I really can't complain.
Major shout out. That's a lot.
Yeah. But this guy is some dude with a podcast. I'm trying to remember the fucking name of it. Oh, God, I'll never know.
Some dude with a podcast.
That's gonna be shit. Hard to find. I don't know. It was two fucking guys talking about how, you know, there's not new young people coming into the arts as much as there used to be. Basically, that's what they were getting into. Mm-hmm. They were saying about how the economic conditions that we're in right now, all the various, you know, dystopian shit going on of, you know, internet platforms sucking all the money out of everyone and everything becoming more homogenous.
Yeah.
I can't even get into it. Cities being too expensive to live in. That the independent art and music scenes are shrinking and dying. You're not getting new blood in there. People aren't majoring in art anymore. There's
schools are closing.
There's mayhem. The streets are running red with blood.
Are these guys, where are they based, do you know?
New York.
I mean, I do feel like the New York scene is probably pretty different from here, but.
Okay, and so I'm not really given a full view of what all dumb shit they were saying. But Maysoon, I just heard today, so, and when Carrie and I were listening to that, I was like, these guys sound like a couple of fucking curmudgeonly old men talking about how things were better back in their day, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's important to be careful of that kind of, I don't know, that always drives me nuts.
Yeah, I'm just like, shit's been bad. Shit is bad. It's been bad forever. Okay, but point is, Maysoon, I just heard today, though, that Aggregate Space is closing.
God, really? Like, officially?
Yeah.
Because they closed.
I'm so sorry to have to present you with this news in this way.
Fuck.
But Aggregate Space and Book Forum, you know, Book Forum, the magazine thing, that's ending. Their most next issue is their last. So a couple things going out.
What's happened with Aggregate Space? Did you get an email? Do you have any information? I'm sad about that.
Yeah, they posted a big thing that they love everyone who supported them over the years, but they're closing.
Why? Are they moving? Did they tell you anything else?
They're not moving. I think they're just stopping. Conrad and Willis who run it are going to probably go on and do other things, but I think this is the end of. Let me tell you exactly what they said. Okay.
Wow, that's sad.
It's with a heavy heart that we announce Aggregate Space Gallery is closing its location in West Oakland. Thank you to the wonderful community that helped us create a space and a home where artists could experiment, gather, and belong. To those visionaries, to our collaborators and advocates, and to our neighbors and friends, it's been the experience of a lifetime. Thank you all again and again. Mm. They said their website will still remain up as an archive of all their projects, and with some luck, they hope that their archive will grow to include more, including some additional documentation they've collected along the way. Mm-hmm. And they just basically said, continue to support the artists in your lives and the independent art spaces as they come and go.
Aww. That's sweet and sad.
Well, what are we going to do, Maysoon?
Those two. Damn.
We got to open a gallery or some shit. I don't want to. I don't have the energy. But can we do it anyway?
I'm not doing it.
Please.
Well, I'd have to quit my job to probably do it.
Okay, well, just quit your job.
It does sound fun. I mean, it does sound fun to me sometimes, but also...
Yeah, but the then when you think about, like, really? Fucking all the emails. It's the emails, it's getting the fucking putty, it's the artists, like, not showing up until 5 seconds before the opening to, like, put all their shit on the wall. Okay, well, listen, listeners, please, if you're out there...
I think there's always spaces open, though. You do have time.
Energy, a garage, whatever it takes, please start a new space because it seems like everything's closing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I gotta go to more. We should send more money. I do think that, was I a member of Aggregate Space? Did they have a membership program? Get a membership, people. Get out there, support the spaces that you love and go to them and give them money.
Give them money. Yeah.
You can give them all your money.
Do donations before the end of the year, if you think that way.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good way.
Yeah.
Okay, hopefully some new things. I don't know. It's just the damn pandemic, man. Like, it's the motherfucking it's been pandemic. Rough on everyone, it's fucking us all.
I don't know. I mean, those guys, they weren't necessarily selling stuff. So I don't know if it was.
No.
Who knows? Who knows why they're closing? But.
Oh, you mean with the pandemic? I just think it's like taking its toll on everyone. Like if you have a passion project and you're just like giving it your best and,
yeah.
You know, it's hard to do that when you're kind of bogged down by the dark void.
Yeah. I mean, this year's been shit for so many people. I feel like we should have all just like stopped working for 2023 and come back with a fresh 2022. And come back with a fresh perspective. Wouldn't that have been nice if we could have done that?
That would have been great. Okay, Maysoon, let's focus on a bright note.
I'm going to try to see more theater, I think, in 2023.
Oh, me too. I was thinking I really want to see a high school or college production of Rent.
Of Rent. Okay, will you tell me if you find that? Who has, like,
yes.
I feel like Berkeley
we
must
need
have
a central
good...
calendar for all the student shows. All the student
who has good
performance.
Theater? Who has a good theater program?
I mean, I don't know if it's good, but I know San Jose State has a theater.
Okay.
And so does SF State.
Okay, so those
I don't know.
College?
Every college has a fucking
I wonder if, like, SOTA, School of the Arts at the high school, if they have, like, a good theater program.
Yeah, let's go to their thing. People, tell us about your spring musicals and whatever you got going on.
Oh, my God. I totally want to go to a spring musical. Sounds so
yes.
fun.
Yes. I want to see The Music Man. I don't give a shit what it is. I'll see whatever it is. And I will clap so hard.
Yeah,
your hair is going to blow back.
Speaking of theater, Jimbo and I actually went to an opera.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't that crazy?
How was it?
It was, well, you know, we were pretty high up, so we were far from the stage, which was fine, but it's very steep in that opera house. And Jimbo has a fear of height, so I was worried for a second that he wasn't going to be able to get to the seat because it was so steep.
Oh my God.
He did fine.
I love that.
It was so crazy. Next time I'll try to get some lower seats, I think. But
what a little sweetheart.
I know. We saw La Traviata. I think that's what it was. And
it's a
very sad story of, you know, two lovers who can't be together for various social and class related concerns of the time. That, of course, ends in the woman dying. She was already sick. But she dies in the end. It's a very, very tragic love story. And the singing was... Actually, I don't always love operatic singing. But I thought the two main characters were... Or the two main singers, actors, were great. I really actually liked their singing style.
Oh, great.
The set design was awesome. Costumes are always super fun. The main issue for me was that it was just jam packed. There were no spaces around you. You're just in the way that the rows are like 50 seats long. So if you're in the middle of the row, you're like stuck. You know what I mean? For it feels like forever.
Wow.
And that makes me a little bit anxious. That kind of...
Yeah.
I want theaters to have like more broken up seating. Like 10 max.
They really pack
you
in.
Know?
They're like sardines.
Yeah, but that's like... I think I have a little small tendency towards claustrophobia. So I have to like do some major like mind games with myself to not panic at certain moments.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's crazy.
I hear you.
But it was fun. You know, I'm not sure... I was really excited to go to the opera. But I don't think I'm not sure if I need to go back anytime soon. I think theater is more my jam. I know that I don't like the symphony. I mean, I don't dislike people who play.
Oh, why don't you like the symphony?
I just
like
don't love classical music in general. Or I'm very fussy about it.
I like it.
So it's not my thing.
I just like to watch people that are really good at what they do.
Oh, I mean, like, that's, you know. Yes. I have, it's nothing. The musicians are obviously like incredibly skilled and awesome.
I went and saw the symphony when I was in Portugal, and I was surprised by how much I enjoyed it.
Oh, cool. But yeah, I think theater might be more my jam. And I actually haven't seen a lot of musical theater, even though I like musicals. I'm not sure if musical theater would be my thing.
I love musical theater because I'm a huge gay nerd.
I would like to go see a high school musical theater because I think that would be more fun for me than like a professional musical theater where I would be like almost embarrassed maybe if it was too cheesy.
Oh my God! You know? No, it's all good. Joseph's mother, she was quite my favorite wife. I never really loved another all my life. And Joseph was my boy because he reminded me of her.
Oh my God, Kate, that was so good. I loved it.
Joseph, okay, so I would see that.
2023, we're looking for musicals, okay?
Okay,
that's,
I love that.
Big plan. Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, wow. Okay, but wait, Maysoon, what's your final score for La Traviata?
Oh, for the opera. Okay, well, I'm going to give it a 7.
Okay, not bad.
I'm going to give it a 7. I think you know, listeners, if you really love opera, then I definitely would say go see it. It's a classic.
Oh, yeah. If you love opera, you got to see an opera.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, Maysoon, a friend of the show, Jaime Cortez, has a new book out.
Oh, awesome.
It's a collection of short stories called Gordo, set in a fictional migrant camp near Watsonville. Jaime is doing a kind of reading, like, book launch on Zoom on Thursday, December 15th at 5 p.m.
Okay.
He'll be in conversation with John Freeman.
Okay.
And they'll also have special guest Sandra Cisneros.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'll put a link in the underworld.
Yeah.
To the Zoom. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to go to that. That sounds great.
Hell very yes.
Cool. Oh, congratulations, Jaime.
Yeah, really. Also, the Eastside Arts Alliance, this is a place you could send your money if you want to send some money to an arts organization. They just had a book fair, but coming up, they're going to have, go check them out. They have their bookstore, Bandung Bookstore, a third world community bookstore.
That's at Eastside Alliance. Okay, I didn't know that. That's where that was.
Eastside Arts Alliance, which is part of the Eastside Cultural Center, which is at 2277 International Boulevard. And they are always taking donations of books and records.
Oh, cool.
Okay. And you can drop those off Thursday through Saturday, 12 to 5.
Any other events, programs going on coming up in the next couple weeks? It's a little bit, mid-December, there's not a lot going on. Just because it's such a busy time, holiday-wise. Like, is Root Division having their Misfit Toy Factory?
You know who just had a new thing?
Go ahead.
What's that now? Oh, you know who just had a new thing up is Premier Junior. They just have a new billboard up by Daniel J. Glendening. It's called In a Dream, We Named the Dead. And that is going to be up until January 15th. And as you know, it's above 624 Irving Street. It's a billboard. So you got to look up in the sky to see it. Okay, people?
Okay. And they already had their opening?
They did. But you can always go see the billboard. It's another very interesting one. It's actually very nice to follow the Margaret Tedesco billboard because this one also has hands and orange things.
Oh, very nice follow.
Yes. Love it. So that's pretty much what's going on.
Oh, look. Oh, that already happened. Damn. I think there were a bunch of things that were happening last weekend that I missed because I was sick. You got any, like, gift tip ideas
for people? I don't have gift tips ideas, but being as we're going to be letting you listeners fend for yourselves for New Year's, Let's give a little New Year's, a little something to get people transitioning from this year to next year.
Yeah.
And what I'd like to say to people, and I hope everyone takes this to heart, okay? I do feel like I often am telling people to get their shit together and that they're horrible.
Kate, you do not do that. What a nut.
I'm going to bleep that one for sure. But I do think that, you know, New Year's resolutions, it's always like, I'm going to quit these bad habits and I'm going to become a perfect genius and a super soldier and I'm going to get my life together and I'm going to be the perfect human being.
It's too big.
I just think that really, what if we all just work on being kinder to ourselves and accepting ourselves for who we are?
Yep.
I think that should be everyone's resolution. I think everyone's just like really, I don't know, the pandemic has been a lot. Everything's been a lot. Like, maybe it's okay to just kind of be gentle with yourself and take care of yourself and treat yourself with tender kindness.
Aw, I love that.
What do you think, Maysoon?
I think that's great. I'm into that. My only other thing would be, you know, if you had a hard year this year in 2022, then I think you could find a way to let go of all of that. I don't know. Like, for me, I'm probably going to write some things on some papers and burn them and outside and maybe spend some time just reflecting back. And I don't know. I mean, I'm not a really a resolution person. I used to be, and it was always so disappointing because I never succeeded at any of them, right? Because you always aim for something that's way too big.
Oh, yeah.
But I think definitely pushing out the crap that happened this year is a good way to sort of try to set the stage for a new year. Just a new year.
Yeah, that's one of the bonuses of having years, of our decision to observe the year as a measure of time. Is that you keep getting new ones.
Yeah. Well, they just keep going.
Yep.
With or without you.
Yeah, and it just gives you a little, it sets up a nice little container, you know? And you can say, all this bad shit happened, and that container is shut, closed, chained up, and in the closet.
Don't keep it in the closet. Just get rid of it. Get rid of it.
Okay, fair points, Maysoon.
Oh, also, I highly encourage everyone just to get a pet.
Get an irresponsible amount of pets.
I'm not necessarily going to say that, because that might bankrupt someone by mistake, and that's dangerous.
Oh, don't go bankrupt by mistake.
Yep.
I feel like there was something important that I'm not mentioning. Well, I just was going to say, have beautiful holidays, be extremely safe at every moment.
Yes.
But also have fun. We'll be taking our toboggan from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations, Pine Tree.